right, here we go.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Inspired by Miss Amber Red.
I want to talk about the website real quick.
Okay.
So we were talking about Google Ads and this, that, and the other, you know, in the first part of this. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, you have a lot on your plate. You said you want to come along the ride and learn about Google Ads.
Yeah.
But so what is it that's keeping you the most busy right now?
Definitely website stuff, because we're always updating it, and email stuff.
And email stuff. So email, what do you
marketing
mean? I was
stuff.
Just saying, yeah. email marketing. Yeah. So about, I can't even believe it's only been a year. It's been a little over a year that we launched Inspired.
I know.
So we have an online, this is not for you guys, I mean, check it out, because it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
We've literally built our entire website from the ground up, Sasha and I. It's probably why I look sleepy. But yeah. I reached out to somebody on Upwork mm-hmm. recently for some help with some stuff to help Sasha and I, and the guy was like, that is not a Kajabi site. And I was like, that is probably the mm-hmm. biggest compliment that I have gotten in the last 6 months. I was like, you right, because we good at this.
That makes it all worth it, because we put a lot of
time. So. Yeah, so, I mean, I know why we got a website, because mm-hmm. I'm getting old. Like, you got to have some stuff online that's bringing you in money and stuff too. So even if it's not a lot all the time, like here and there, like, you know, $500 is cool.
Yep.
It's like a cool little surprise.
Yeah.
So you said email marketing. Mm-hmm. Is there anything as far as like that goes that like maybe we just tell them some like quick tips and tricks on like, Where do you even start with something like that? Well, first you got to figure out how to build a list, right?
Yeah.
So they got to build a list. Mm-hmm. So guys, if you're trying to move into the online world, I would say the first thing that's important is you have to have a presence, because people have to know who you are. So you need to start talking, using your social media platforms to be seen, to be the expert. Mm-hmm. Expert. I hate that word. Yeah, I don't know why. And then you need to build a list, create some freebies that people are going to like. Good luck figuring that out, because it's constantly changing. We recently just found out that probably 3 or 4 really good freebies mm-hmm. felt good to us. That's lasted us about a year, and now I need some new freebies, because now those ones are kind of, we still getting signups for them, but not like we were.
Yeah.
They were massive, which first freebies, and they were really successful. So we're doing something right. We got brains.
And it also helped that you do have a presence online. So that helps a little bit. You know, you want to like, I think have both.
Yeah.
You know, because you need, again, show your face, do all that stuff as we talked about in the first episode. And then that brings over to the online world, I think.
You know?
So it's kind of.
Yeah. So you kind of got to do that work leading up to it before just saying, OK, I'm going to do an online class.
Yeah.
So the freebies will help you build a list. When we say list, that's like your emails that you're gathering through your freebies. And that's helping you basically figure out what people are wanting from you, like what they want to learn from you. And then Sasha builds.
Yeah.
Email marketing campaigns.
I try my best.
So her and I bounce back and forth with graphics. She hates that I make her design them first, but I love when she designs them first, because she'll design the graphics and then I'll go in and just put like little touches on them, and then maybe spruce up the wording a little bit, because obviously that's in my brain. And then Sasha creates like how many emails go out in a sequence. A year ago, I didn't even know what a sequence was. How many emails go out in a sequence, and then how many times a day, what's the best time of day,
the subject lines. It's been a lot of trial and error, but I think we have a good flow, or I should say a good understanding of it now. Playing back to you saying we were, you know, talking to someone on Upwork, we're at a point now where we know that there's more to learn, and you know, we know that we don't know it all.
Yep.
So I think now that we have a good foundation understanding of email marketing, now we can go and talk to someone and be like, hey, what would you do that like
would take us to the next level? Like, I feel like we just said we do that very well, because even when we first started, we were like, how do we start? So we brought somebody on, you know, and probably not at the professional level that we should have, but she gave us a very good start to where we tweaked it, because we had to rewrite all the copy, all the everything, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But she gave us a plan to go off of, and then we tweaked it from there. It did really well, actually. I'm happy with how our classes did and are doing, whatever. And then I think, you know, like I said, it's like you said, it's we just hit a point now where like, all right, time to bring on that professional person. Now let's really make some moves because now we understand.
Yeah. Now we know if someone's playing with us or not too. Yeah. So that's nice because, you know, when we first started, we were like, okay, yeah, go ahead. Like, we don't know if this is right or wrong, but now it's like,
yeah,
we get it.
Literally that person, I was telling you, that person on Upwork that sent the message and was like, oh, you're this class and then I get it, but and good work on the copy, which is like, two sentences.
Oh.
Good luck on the or great words on the copy, but the page doesn't tie into that. I'm like, well, no shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a feature under what's new. It's not the page. Click on it. Go to the freaking landing page and it'll have your descriptive sales page.
Yeah.
It's I'm almost, like, don't try to play me and try to make it seem like you know what you're pointing out. I'm like, because now I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, exactly. I know they try to convince you that they have something to tell you, but it's like, no, you aren't looking.
I should respond back. Like, great feedback. However,
this is our homepage. Of course, they have a dedicated page to the class.
The homepage is like an overview of everything. It's like, and it's very well put together. I almost don't even like to touch our homepage because I think it's pretty.
Yeah, and that comes with the websites too, is knowing the steps that your potential customer is gonna take.
Yeah,
that's like a science that we're definitely still learning.
Yeah,
I think we have a good understanding of it so far, and there's maybe things that we could fix, but that was a big like learning curve too. Like, you don't want them to have too many steps to get to the checkout point, but then you also want them to know all the information before then. But then five clicks is too many. You're going to lose them. But then three is too little. And you're like,
and the colors, your color, like, what the hell? Like, you want me to put a yellow buy now button on my pretty black, red, and gold? Like, wait, I can't do that. Like, but you know what I mean? They're always like, this color, you have to do that, and they have to do this. I'm like, okay, I get it to a certain extent. And then same with the salesy. Like, I'm not overly salesy. Like, I know, like, even people probably appreciate that about the podcast because I'm just like, I'm not an in-your-face salesperson. I'm not. You got the wrong person. I know I need to be a little more pushy. I do know that. Yeah. I know in like that you should be more, you know, you're not doing this and I can get you these results. I get it. But like, I'm not that personality. Yeah. So it's going to take me time to develop into that. And if somebody wrote that and wanted me to send it out to somebody, I probably would tweak it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I mean, you're not, you have to have that line like with the being personable that we always talk about.
Yeah.
So that's hard too, is being salesy, but also like personable.
Yeah, it's and hard. They're gonna know I didn't write that because they're gonna know that's not my personality.
Yeah,
so like,
and it feels fake right off the jump, and you don't want that.
So. Yeah, that's the same with like AI stuff, but let's not go into AI because that's a whole ass other topic.
I mean, AI helps me a little bit, but I know
every single time. That's my point, though. You can tell every single time if it was AI written. You like, can. You still have. I mean, the podcast was AI written, and I still need to go in there and adjust it. Look, but, like our description.
But. Yeah, look, our blogs are AI. I mean, not all of them, but like some of them we do. But blogs are very helpful as far as SEO, which is search engine optimization. And I think that where it comes, like, it's helpful. Like, that you don't have to be so personal there. It's more like facts, you know, a blog is.
Do you read them after I go in and tweak them?
No.
Because you do those blogs. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, Sasha, what the hell?
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
And then I'm like, delete. And I'm like, let me reword that how this should sound from a human.
Yeah, yeah, no, because I'm like, and then too, you have to go in and tweak it because, you know, you're a permanent makeup side. I don't know what's
you
wrong.
You should hear some of the times that AI is talking.
Oh, gosh.
Micropigmentation in the skin as the first. I'm like, what is she saying? Like, you are not, like, that is not how we would describe that to somebody.
I know. There's a topic I did with, like, lip shading and lip blushing. I'm like, I just know this is not how Amber does it. I'm not even going to tell her to look at it. This is not worth it.
So, oh, my gosh.
I could pick up like that. But, yeah, as far as you, like, fine-tuning it, that needs some love for sure.
So, not to cut this short, but I want you right now to give us five.
Five?
Most important things, and then we'll go into detail on this in a later episode, but five most important things you think somebody needs to consider or do or whatever before diving into the online world.
Okay.
Or the, like, trying to build, like, basically what we've done, how we've created, like, the website and have, you know, working our way into maybe a store and doing products and selling classes. And what is, like, five really good things that you, maybe that you've learned over the last year?
Well, I think, one, you really need to find the platform that's ideal for you for what you're going to do on your website.
That's really good.
You know, because we love Kajabi so far. There's a lot, there's some things that we need to work around. We find like loopholes on it. But I think for the most part, Kajabi has a really good foundation.
Really
but
good.
But I mean, like, if you're not selling courses and stuff, you may not need to do Kajabi. You may want to go on WordPress, you know? So there's like many platforms, and doing the research of what works for your business, I think, is really important. to kind of fall back into our...
I didn't do that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, how did you find Kajabi?
I knew it did courses.
Oh, okay.
And then I kind of was keeping an eye out on what I thought other people were doing and just the style that I liked. Mm-hmm. And then I figured out what that site was built on.
I really enjoy it. I mean, I know there's some things that annoy us, but I figure it out.
Same. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's easy to customize in a sense.
Yeah.
And easy that for us to have control over it is what I like.
Yeah. And not having, like, because WordPress, they do have plugins and things like that, but it's more like code savvy. So it's easy. If you're not a coder, Kajabi's great. So, and they have all the templates. So I really enjoy Kajabi. A second one, I think, to get started on the online world would be have a social media presence. You can't just be a ghost online, unfortunately, anymore.
Unfortunately. I know
people don't want to do it. They don't want to show their face. It sucks. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's you're not in the mood for it half the time, but it does play a big part of why we get traffic to our website. A third one would be, I think is really important, is to make sure you have your look, because you'll probably spend a lot of time designing and figuring it out when really you need your colors, you need your fonts, you need everything, your elements that are going to put it together. So then when you get to your website, it's much easier to have a full, you know, to, for it to be fully thought out. A fourth one. I feel like I hit the main three. What would you feel like is really important before starting?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of factors, but at the same time, it's like I feel like those three are the biggest.
I think for your site not to sit there. Because I feel like, not that our site's just sitting there right now, like, because obviously we got 2 sales yesterday.
Yeah.
So, it's all, like I said, those little surprises, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like sometimes it's crickets and you're like, oh God, nobody's paying attention. Nobody's doing nothing. And all of a sudden it's like, oh shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's that list is gold. Mm-hmm. Those email lists are gold. And I kick myself in the ass every day that I'm not. Like, that's top priority for Amber, is getting those freebies built back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting for you guys. There's more freebies on their way.
Yeah.
Actually, some really good ones. Some really, really good ones. But, yeah, the building your email list is, like, key.
So key. Yeah.
So that, and but that ties into, because how do you get emails, right? But it's, social media.
Yeah.
Social media and the freebies.
Yeah.
So investing time into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then... lastly,
well, another thing that we do that's like not social media, we do conventions, so that's really good. Like, so we get people's like emails there.
Yeah,
so that's another like very organic way to do it. They get to see your face and then you get their info.
Yep.
So.
And if you ever do a convention, so we've got booths at how many did we just two we've had two.
Two?
One expo, one like conference, and then one I spoke at. So
okay.
If you have a booth, make sure, because I don't think we did at our first one. Oh no, we did. We did.
Yeah, the Clovis one.
When have a sign up sheet and give away something for free, because then you know people interested, they're going to be very targeted. Sasha does all, like, she segments these people, so we know like what they're interested in. So, which I don't know how she does that, but so when you go to send emails, it's basically more targeted, so you already know that that person's interested in eyeliner, that person's interested in lips. Mm-hmm. So that's really helpful. But having a sign up list at your booth if you go somewhere like that, and this is, seems basic, but make sure you have cards too, right?
Yeah.
When you're walking, like, even for we're running out of time.
Running out of time. Okay, sorry.
we could talk about this
part three coming.
Yeah,
so
they're like, Amber, you didn't finish your sentence.
Yeah. Well, you got me flowing too. Now I'm like, I got ideas in my head. Okay, so there's gonna be a part three. So come back.
Yeah. So this is definitely gonna have a part three, and maybe we'll just make it one of our longer ones.
Okay.
Because I think we could talk about this for a really long time, and I think it's gonna be very helpful to everybody. So
yeah,
you guys, thank you so much for joining Sasha and I today. In this like social media online world chat, we are definitely gonna come back and talk to you guys some more about this, but for now we're gonna end it here because we're running out of time and we got some other guests we want to meet. So thank you guys, and don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Bye guys.
Bye.